The book is called A Love Story on Death Row, Yours for Eternity. It's written by, and literally written by, Damien Echols and Laurie Davis. You may recognize Damien Echols, the name associated with the West Memphis Three, 1993 teenagers, Damien Echols, Jason Baldwin, and Jesse Miskelly Jr., were convicted of the murders of 3 8-year-old boys in Arkansas. The trial had a lot of what I'd call false testimony, public hysteria behind it. If you saw the movies Paradise Lost, you know all about it. And they join us this morning to talk about this book, which is basically the exchange of the letters that Lori started to send to Damien in prison. I, too, saw the original pre-screening in 1996 at the Cleveland International Film Festival of Paradise Lost. In fact, Joe and Bruce, I think both the producers were there on hand to answer questions following that. So it was quite a memorable experience for me. For you, Lori, tell me a little bit about that. You were a person who liked to go see movies, see different types of things. How did this really have an impact on you at that time?
Well, it wasn't a movie, actually, I wanted to see. I didn't find the subject matter very appealing. But for whatever reason, the still small voice inside of me kept telling me, go see this movie, go see this film. So I went to see it in 1996 at a film festival here in New York. And it had a great impact on me. I'm actually from the South, and probably most of the audience wasn't, being a New York audience, and I had it just had a huge impact on me because I understood the culture growing up in a fundamentalist Christian community. My family, very religious, but I was always kind of a rebel and an outcast in that community, and so I saw a bit of myself in Damien, and I was it was very clear to me that a grave injustice had occurred in the town of West Memphis with the trial and the investigation and the convictions. And I felt a strong compulsion to reach out to Damien and ask if he needed my help. And so I did. I wrote him a letter and asked him if I could help him in any way.
Well, back in those days, you know, there's no way to go on the internet to look things up to find about the address. You had to probably do a lot of research to figure out, where is he? Where do I send this to?
Exactly. The internet was just fledgling, if even existing at the time. And so I went to the library and looked at microfiche and learned a little bit more about the case, and just started tracking down the Department of Correction and eventually found out where he was and got the address. What happened.
There was really a burning inside of you to do this. I mean, that took a lot of effort, a lot of steps. Damien, when you received the first letter, I'm assuming, and I'm not sure what kind of letters you received even at that time, mail probably was sort of at least a distraction for you at that. What was it like getting the first letter from Lori?
I just knew immediately from the very beginning that this was someone completely and absolutely unlike anyone I'd ever known before. You know, I'd started to receive letters from people all over the world just because of the Paradise Lost documentaries and awareness about the case being spread, things like that. But whenever I heard from Lori in the beginning, she just had a way of seeing things and describing things. You know, she would see things that the rest of the world would think of as just mundane, everyday things, or wouldn't even think twice about. And the way she saw them and described them made them seem magical in a way. You know, it made me want to be able to see the world through her eyes, to be a little more like her. And nobody had ever made me experience anything like that before. So I knew this wasn't just another letter in the pile.
I know you mentioned the word magical as well, and that's a word that's used frequently in the book, and you have magic with a K, which has sort of the spiritual connotation, I guess, to it. But I couldn't remember who was the first person to put that letters, and I think in a reciprocal way, Lori kind of worked that back into her letters as well, so there seemed to be a connection on that level too.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that whenever it's spelled with a K, you know, just without a K, just M-A-G-I-C, it's more about sleight of hand, you know, illusion, pulling rabbits out of hats, things like that. But when you spell it with a K, it has more of a spiritual connotation to it. It could mean, you know, like the spiritual tradition that we practice. It's like a combination of Gnostic Christianity and esoteric Judaism, the meditation practices of Buddhism, and the energy circulation techniques of Chinese Taoism. It's sort of all of those things combined. But it also signifies a way of life of, you know, not conforming to simple religious dogma, but of actually making these practices part of your every single practical aspect of your life.
Lori, when I was looking and reading through the book here, and I got through many of the pages, and I stopped and I looked and I thought, well, what date am I on? I'm thinking, I'm only 2 months into this relationship. You guys sent so many letters at that very beginning. It was almost like, just sort of trying to figure each other out.
Exactly. And that's what happened once I started writing to him, and he had this very interesting and interested in so many things. His mind is fascinating, and still to this day I'm fascinated by his mind. So we ended up writing about 5,000 letters to each other.
Now, how is your cell big enough to hold these letters, Damien?
Oh, it wasn't. They actually had to be kept in storage. Whenever we started to put the book together, we had about 5,000 letters, and we had to figure out how to narrow that down to 150, 75 of mine and 75 of Lori's. But when we had them shipped to our place, they weighed almost 120 pounds of letters. So I couldn't possibly keep them in my prison cell. We had to keep them in a storage place.
And I'm glad you sort of just transcribed them and put them in the book, because I thought, well, at least you want to have some of the original handwriting in here because that has the real personal connection to it. But then I'm thinking, I don't know how well I can read Lori's handwriting on some of these things and Damon's too. I wonder, though, with handwriting, I mean, that's kind of a lost art in a sense of exchanging letters. And in a sense, that's the only kind of personal connection you had to Lori for many years.
We've actually been talking the past couple of days about how ours may be one of the very last books like this ever made, just because people don't handwrite letters to each other anymore. You know, now it's texting and it's phone calls and all the things that we didn't have. You know, we had to start off handwriting letters, and it really is an art form that's very, very quickly dying out.
I know when you first got the letter, and like anything you're reading, you have you're putting your own voice to it when you're reading it. What was it like when you first heard her voice when she made a phone call to you? You were able to kind of switch up the character in her letters, I guess.
It kind of, I guess it fit. You know, whenever I heard her voice for the first time, it sort of fit exactly what I would think that the person writing these letters would sound like.
Because you were a little bit of a disadvantage, because Lori had seen, you know, the footage. She knows it was sort of, she knew what it looked like and everything, so she had a little bit of a leg up on that sort of thing.
Exactly.
I noticed how the letters, as they go on, kind of get shorter, kind of getting to the point, because you're getting down to business of trying to get Damien out of prison. Tell me a little bit about putting that part together, too.
Yeah, that was part of the selection process. Is we really wanted to form an arc as to how our relationship grew and have all different components in it, which all relationships have, which, you know, the joy of getting to know each other and being overwhelmed, and then also all kinds of things. You know, you might have fights, there might be jealousy, there hopefully is sex, there's all kinds of things in relationships. But in ours, toward the end, yeah, we were dealing with some despair. We were getting tired and beaten down, and some of those, that's what we were trying to convey toward the end of the letters, is just sometimes it was bleak.
Right. It sort of shows the power of the written word. I mean, you were able to make a bond, connect in such a way that you were able to kind of get through any of these storms that kind of you were faced with.
Exactly.
The book is called Yours for Eternity, A Love Story on Death Row. Our guests today have been Damien Eccles and Lori Davis. Thanks for sharing this story with us. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you
for having us.